It's a bell. It's a bell. It's a really cool, awesome bell.
Wait, I hate to interrupt.
What do you want? Except somebody, here you are interrupting.
If somebody didn't tag this with an LOL, I thought they're nuts.
LOL.
Somebody actually said, so who are the Ducks going to get to replace Taggart? That's like 17 steps ahead. Well, but it was sarcastic, and I appreciate the humor. Go ahead.
Super glad you interrupted me, Steve, with that.
Go!
Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time. It is time to respect the bell. It is time for the Crunch Exchange, which is sponsored by Gary Jordan Financial Advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Office is located 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. College football's coaching carousel, Steve, took a bizarre turn yesterday when Adam Schefter reported that his pal, Herm Edwards, told him that he's flying to Arizona State this weekend to interview for their head coach job. Edwards hasn't coached anywhere since he was fired by the Chiefs in 2008. He only coached in college for two seasons as a defensive backs coach for San Jose State in the 80s. Now, some have said that this is ASU using kind of smoke and mirrors to eventually hire another candidate. I mean, there are a ton of coaches out there right now. But today, Herm said he is serious about it and has missed coaching. You want integrity and a guy to mentor your son, he's the guy. But a college football coach? The prospectus. Herm Edwards would be a smart hire for ASU.
I gotta be honest. I can't imagine he's a bad anything if he puts his mind to it. I love Herm Edwards. He's the one who kept telling people when coaches would have players like facing legal issues that you don't have to kick them off the team. You just don't have to play them, like what happened with Larry Johnson. So his integrity is beyond reproach. But he last coached in college in 1989. It just doesn't make any sense. The world has changed six times since then. What was the prospectus again?
Herm Edwards would be a smart hire for ASU.
It can't be. No, sell it.
Last week, you nailed the prediction that Chip was going to end up the next coach of UCLA. It definitely sends a shockwave throughout the Pac-12 as well as LA. He will likely lose Josh Rosen to the NFL, but Chip inherits a team that is pretty well stocked with 4- and 5-star recruits, because if you can't recruit to Westwood, then you don't need to be in a job that requires recruiting. UCLA has always been the stepchild of the Pac-12 South, always close, always a step behind USC, even during sanctions, which is essentially how success is determined at UCLA. Can you beat USC and win the South? Jim Mora had lost 3 in a row to the Trojans and was out. So, the prospectus. Chip Kelly is going to find success at UCLA.
Ooh, do we have to define success? Is he going to win the South within 3 years? I just think the landscape is a lot different. He's got to have to take on either Stanford or Washington in the North. SC isn't done. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to see how he does recruiting, how this thing works out. This might be the ultimate pending response for me.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
All right, Oregon fans, might be time to panic again, but maybe for real this time. So Dan Wolkin reporting that Florida State has begun doing background work on Willie Taggart to possibly replace Jimbo Fisher should he leave for Texas A&M. And a source who spoke with footballscoop.com told them that Oregon is so concerned with this fact that they have also begun looking into its own candidates to possibly replace Taggart. And that source also told them that they don't consider Scott Frost available for that right now. Now, the Oregon part of that feels flat out fabricated, but Dan Wolkin's report about Fisher and Taggart seems legit. He's a reporter for USA Today. He doesn't just make stuff up, but Taggart has only been here one season, and Oregon offered him a raise today, and is Florida State really better? The prospectus, Willie Taggart would leave Oregon for Florida State if they offered.
Oh, absolutely. That's an easy buy.
Cha-ching. LeBron was ejected last night for the first time in his career after arguing a non-call in the Cavs' win over the Heat. All that tells me is that the Cavs don't need LeBron to win. Kevin Love is the realness. But LeBron was asked about the ejection and said that the NBA's officials are trying to turn him into a jump shooter because, in his opinion, he goes to the rim just as much as anyone else with the same level of physicality, doesn't get the calls because of how big and physical he is. He said he watches games every night where jump shooters go to the rim, get way more calls than he does with the same amount of contact. To his point, LeBron this season has the lowest number of free throw attempts per field goals in his career. So much for superstar calls, the MJ status thing. So the prospectus, you buy or sell that refs officiate LeBron differently?
He shouldn't have got tossed, and he should have gotten to the line in the play that got him hoisted. That was ridiculous. He got ridden down the court, then bumped on the shot, and then although he punched a little bit of air, I don't know about one tee and out. So I don't know if they've come to some kind of adjustment or they don't want to benefit him too much, so they've overcompensated. But yeah, from what I've seen this year, it's noticeably different, so I'm going to buy that one.
For the first time since week 11 of the year 2004, Eli Manning will not start a football game for the New York Giants. That was a streak of 210 consecutive starts. Instead, head coach Ben McAdoo will start Geno Smith in his place. This all but marks the end of Eli Manning's career with the Giants. I'm not going to ask you if he should have been benched, because I'm fairly sure no one should be benched in favor of Geno Smith, but I'm curious where he ranks in terms of Giants QBs for you. Hall of Famers abound, and I want you to remove from the equation how they played for the Giants. Rank Eli historically among them, just for their whole career.
So I the 4 years Fran Tarkenton played for the Giants, I have to incorporate the three Super Bowls he went to with Minnie.
Can I finish?
Yes.
These are all QBs who once played for New York. Y.A. Tittle, Fran Tarkenton, Phil Sims, and Kurt Warner and Eli Manning. The prospectus, Eli is the best quarterback to ever play for the Giants.
Absolutely. It's not even close.
Okay.
I'm ignoring you. What they did elsewhere doesn't matter.
No, it's fine. Okay. It's not the question, but whatever. College basketball is a weird beast, man. The Arizona Wildcats went from the number 2 team in the country to unranked in 1 week because they lost 3 games. Basically, the Battle for Atlantis tournament, whatever the hell that is one Arizona would like to forget. Add to that the fact that they are under FBI and NCAA investigation for one of their assistants taking bribes to steer players to agents. So now, are we to assume that Arizona is a bad basketball team? Their 3 losses came to teams with a combined record of 15-3 this year, Purdue, SMU, and NC State. And it's early, and they have Alonzo Trier, and they have a legit big in DeAndre Ayton. But 3 losses in a row happened for a reason. So the prospectus, you buy or sell that Arizona should not be ranked right now?
They lost 3 games in a row. It's November. They got time to get back. So, yeah, I'm absolutely buying. They can't be ranked at this point. All right. And that's all she wrote.